This podcast is from Morning English.
High pressure.
Fill me with dread.
Hot and bothered.
An old medieval torture device.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. Hello everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Today we're going to talk about people's negative feelings.
Yeah, 现在很多人都感觉压力山大，学习的时候压力大，工作之后呢，压力更大，越长大压力越大。
Sure, that's life. Welcome to the real world. It sucks.
Okay, 压力山大的各种花式表达，今天呢，我们都一起跟大家聊一聊，怎么来形容自己压力很大。今天的节目内容呢，我们也都会整理成文字版的中英文对照笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Hey Winter, did you hear about the Facebook worker that died after jumping from the headquarters building?
Yeah, yeah, devastating news. 就是 Facebook 的那个华裔员工，因为压力太大吧，工作压力，而且又有一些矛盾，所以就从他们的公司总部大楼就直接就跳下来，结束了自己的生命。我觉得应该真的是可能压力太大了。
Yeah,、mm-hmm. you know,、there was a lot of talk about the pressure that this guy was under, and it was、unrelenting. And it's a very common thing among, especially tech company workers.、What about you? Do you feel a lot of work pressure?
Yeah, kind of. Double 11 fills me with dread.
Oh yeah, Double 11 is coming.
Yep.
Everybody is boot camping at the company.
Yeah, yeah, you can say that again.
All right. But you've just mentioned a good and advanced level collocation.
Yeah, right.
Fill me with dread. Fill me with dread.
It fills me with dread. It fills me with dread. Double 11 fills me with dread. 双十一呢，真的让我感觉到很焦虑，压力很大。
When you say something fills me with dread, you mean that it makes me feel very upset and worried, you know, about something in the future.
Yeah, exactly. 就是我们因为未来将要发生的，或者是呢，我们觉得可能会发生的一些事情，而感觉到非常的焦虑、沮丧，或者是感觉到压力很大，就可以用到这个表达。
It makes sense to be filled with dread. I mean, double 11.
For sure. Work an extremely long hours. 希望不要进 ICU.
Well, you know, year-end performance reviews fill people with dread or with resentment.And very rarely with joy.
Definitely. 还有这个 Colin 举的这个例子很好，就是年终工作总结啊，带来的也都是这种恐惧和怨恨的情绪，对吧？很少有人会很开心做年终总结。Year-end performance reviews fill people with dread or with resentment, and very rarely with joy.
Well, dread means a feeling of great fear.
Yeah, dread. D-R-E-A-D. Dread, dread, dread.这个词啊，它本身就是恐惧的意思。那 fill somebody with dread 就是说让某人啊充满了这种害怕，然后惊恐、恐惧的这种情绪。
Yep, that's right. All right, talking about pressure, we could also use another simple word. It's weight, weight.
Weight 就是重量那个词。
Yeah,、mm-hmm. weight could also mean a great burden, or responsibility, or worry.
Yeah, weight, 它除了重量这个意思呢，它也可以表示、重担、重压、压力 right? 后面可以用到这个介词 of weight of something, right?
Right,、mm-hmm. right. The full weight of responsibility falls on the widow.
Yeah, 是的。像 Facebook 这个华裔员工就是、放弃了自己生命的话呢，那今后全部的这个生活的这个重担就会都落在他的家人肩膀上了 right? The full weight of responsibility falls on her, on the other families.
That's right, that's right.、Mm-hmm. Or we can use this one in a relatively positive example.
Good, really need some positive stuff, okay.
Well, let's say you've been worried about something for a long time, and finally you hear some good news. You can now say,The news was certainly a weight off my mind.
Great. 就是当我们比方说、在一个压力很大的这个情绪之下很久，然后呢终于来了一个好消息，这个消息呢让我 泄了这个劲儿，松了一口气，我们就可以说 The news was certainly a weight off my mind， 就是从我的这个 mind 这个头脑里面、啊、把这个 weight 这个重压这个压力终于卸掉了拿掉了、
mm. All right, if you're upset and confused because you have maybe too much to think about or because you're under too much pressure orYou're in a hurry. There's another expression to describe this state of anxiety.
是的，有的时候啊，我们的这个感觉到压力很大，是来自于有太多的事情要想，或者是呢，时间太匆忙，所以啊，我们就会觉得很着急，急得就像热锅上的蚂蚁一样。
Yeah, there you go. Then you feel hot and bothered.
Yeah, hot and bothered. Hot and bothered.
Right. This is an informal expression. You can use it in speaking.I can't make both ends meet. That makes me feel hot and bothered.
Hot and bothered. 就是这个人呢、啊、压力很大然后着急的满头大汗然后很焦急的这么一个状况哈。这个表达还挺直接的。那我知道还有一个词也是形容人的这种倍感压力然后焦虑不堪的状况而且可能更形象一点。
Well, which one?
On the rack, on the rack.
Ah, okay, okay. It means feeling extreme pressure, anxiety, or pain. If you say that someone is on the rack, you mean that they are suffering badly, either physically or mentally. You know, the rack was an old medieval torture device. So people that did something wrong or they just wanted information from them, they would put them on the rack and stretch their limbs and pull them out of their bodies. It is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing and very,
yeah,
very painful.
就像耶稣被钉在那个十字架上那个动作
yeah, that's
对吗
right, that's
就是 torture、
right.
折磨
torture, torture, yeah,
yep.
crank the rack.
比方说啊我们举个例子如果家里有一个人生病住院了那全家人都会感觉到压力很大然后很焦虑对吧在等待医生的一个说法或者是一个诊断的时候
Yeah, it's also a painful wait
Yes,、
right?
yeah
So, for example, the whole family was on the rack waiting for the doctors to give them an update
Right, 就是很煎熬 on the rack
嗯、mm-hmm. 嗯
还有我们考试完在等成绩的时候也是会觉得很煎熬然后觉得压力很大对吧
对
虽然考得不怎么样但是总希望有奇迹
I was on the rack while I waited for the test results
Yeah
Okay, last word for today I would like to talk about a frequently used one High pressure
High pressure High pressure 合成词它中间是用一个连字符来连接意思呢是、非常紧张的压力非常大的 It's an adjective
A high pressure job. A job that involves a lot of worry and anxiety.
Yeah, 我想到一个很好的例子。最近很火的那个电影中国机长大家应该都看了吧。The captain's clear thinking during a high pressure situation helped save many lives.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good example.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, others are, well, some forgotten about jobs sometimes. Air traffic controller. It's a very high pressure job.High pressure situations, making sure planes don't crash into each other.
Oh, 对，他得一直盯着看。
That's right, that's right.、Mm-hmm. Police have sometimes are in high pressure situations, chasing a robber or just a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. 那在高压的情况下，其实有很多人的那个职业都是在这种非常高强度然后压力非常大的情况下像中国机长里面演到的这个川航机长最后呢是用他自己非常清晰的思维还有非常厉害的这个专业能力然后挽救了很多人的生命对吧
Right, but it's an adjective, so make sure you only use it before a noun.
Yep, so we say a high pressure job or a high pressure situation.
Right.
大家记住了 high pressure 这个形容词呢只能够用在名词的前面。
That's right.And, well, I think that's all for today.
Yeah, 我们今天节目中讲到的这些表达呢我们都整理成了文字版的笔记放在我们的微信公众号里面欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. I'm Colin.
I'm Winter. See you next time.
See you.
On the rack, on the rack, on the rack.
All night on the rack. You know what send me up the wickedest talk. You always tell me full attitude. And you don't like me friend cause she rude. Still, we pull up in the Benz with the whole gold thing. Window down, call you out to see me with my king. What you sipping, boy, I'm dipping, I ain't tripping off a fling. I
be clipping off your wing. Ta-da.
See, everywhere I go, I got a million different people trying to hit it, but I'm still alone in my mind.